It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's worked with Raging Bull director Martin Scorsese. He's been called the greatest genius in American films by Le Cahier du Cinéma. Now his newfound dramatic career comes to full maturity. Jerry Lewis in Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from an Idiot's Marriage.
I am a writer. My life used to be marvelous. Now I've never felt such depression. Veronica is in Stockholm. I find myself not caring. I'm devoid of passion except for my work.
Also starring Harriet Anderson.
I've returned from Stockholm to tell you our marriage is death, a pitiable vestige of our youth. I'm getting a divorce. My lawyer will contact you in the morning. His name is Sven Gunderblom.
Sven Gunderblom?
Sven Gunderblom.
Sai Heuvendens.
No, repeat after me. Sven.
Sven.
Gunderblom. Sven Gunderblom.
Sai Heuvendens.
Forget the name.
It's a difficult name, Goynton, and it's not like Johnson. Johnson is a tricky name. Oh, dear. Wow, boy.
I hate you.
Or Smith is good.
I hate
Smith
you.
Smith is good because it's a real... Oh, no.
Make me want to puke.
I don't know. Maybe it was Freud who said, marriage is tough. It's not an easy thing. And for that, he gets his name on a museum wall. Marvelous. I realized I would never see her again. And that was a shame, because she was marvelous.
Jerry Lewis, Harriet Anderson, in Ingmar Bergman's Scenes from an Idiot's Marriage, written by Jerry Lewis and Ingmar Bergman, coming soon to a theater near you.
I'm sure that we won't have to have another little talk like this again. Am I correct in assuming this?
Without question, you're absolutely, yes, we'll never have to correct our talk. We won't ever speak. That is, we'll never have to talk again. We just never will discuss talking. We shouldn't really converse about speaking.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank, with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Tight.
Thank you, baby.
Right.
Hey, lady.
Hey,
lady. Sven Gunden, Slinden, Sven.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Tuesday. What the hell's the date? The 17th?
Yes, it is.
It is June 17, 2008. And welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the phone number right out of the chute.
Okay.
877-365-3636. That's the number to get on the air right away. You can instant message us at MikeOWJFK. Send us an email at O'Mara@WJFKFM.com. And go to our website, our shiny, spanking, sort of new website, MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's nice.
You can get our podcasts, instant feedback, check out our lovely photos, mostly of the Buzz Babes.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can see gross photos like Robert the Angry Mailman's head. And, of course, the Buzz is on there as well. What a day, what a day. Total focus on the show today. Total concentration. No U.S. Open on the TV in back of me.
Right, no thunderstorms.
We have the TV turned off.
TV there is off.
There is no major weather front that's coming through. We are prepared. Mm-hmm. We are tanned. We are ready. We are ready to move forward.
Beautiful
and
day.
We do have a jam-packed show today.
Wow.
There's lots to give away today. First of all, we'll be making our huge announcement at 5 p.m. today, 5 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right.
That's 5 o'clock. What would that be on the West Coast? Not that it matters.
As because, they say, yes. 5 on the right, 2 on the left. Ooh.
5 on the right, 2 on the left. We'll be making the big announcement as to where you can get your free gas. Black Gold will be giving away $5,000 in gas tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 5.
That's
so
cool.
You're going to get the location right here. Listen at 5 o'clock. At 5:30 on the show today, we are going to be chatting with the legendary Hall of Fame coach and great tight end in his own right, Mr. Mike Ditka.
Oh, that's great.
Ditka! Ditka can affect the weather with his mood.
That is true.
And we'll be having a soda taste test also today.
Well, that's always good.
And just because there's too much jammed in the show. We're jamming something else in here.
Good.
This is the new thing that they gave me yesterday, and I didn't talk about
There's
it when I was supposed
thing?
To. Uh-oh. Yes, it's called the Spy Game. This is Spy Game, when you were a secret agent.
Spy Game.
It's very simple. We're going to give you later in the broadcast a chance to call in and tell us the time that you had to be a spy. You had to spy on somebody, whether it's a family member, a friend, a loved one. You know, you're basically playing secret agent, and this all ties into Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway in the movie Get Smart, which is being, you see trailers for that
Very
everywhere.
Clever.
What music are we hearing here?
It's the Get Smart theme from the movie.
Oh, wait till you hear this.
It's very cool.
I like it.
You're going to like it better.
So it's real simple. This is good. I like it when they do this. If you call in with the best spy story, you will win a Get Smart Mike O'Mara Show prize pack, and you're in the running for one of two new iPhones we have to give away. So we'll draw the winners Friday afternoon during our birthday edition. Oh, I didn't know that she'd already planned on that.
Really?
What a surprise that is to me.
Boy, whose birthday is it?
Well, it's really not, technically.
No.
No?
Technically, it'd be Sunday.
That's right.
Well, technically, that'd be Sunday.
The 22nd.
So, well, you know, I'd like now that you've played the music and the new mix of Get Smart,
right. Isn't that cool?
I enjoy playing this little game. So, you know, think of your spy stories if you've ever spied anybody. You ever spy on anybody, Buzz?
No. I mean, you know, you eavesdrop, you listen in, but I've never been on a spy mission where I was out to find certain information.
I've definitely spied.
Really?
I've definitely hidden and you know, looked and tried to find. I've even spied on Carla.
Really?
Yeah, I've spied on
Carla.
Yeah, when I got, you know, I was at a party. We had a party at the house.
Yeah.
And I walked outside and, like, looked in the window to see how she was behaving with other men.
I see. So
that's how bad I am. I'm a terrible spy.
You had a mission. You were looking for something or nothing.
Yeah, and I didn't really find anything, and then I said I did. So it was just a horrible evening. But that's that's neither here nor there.
Drama queen.
Since I was a kid, I don't think I spied. I have spied on my kids.
Oh, really? Yeah,
well,
I've spied on
kids.
That's
your job.
Yeah. I've got great video of Robert, 15 minutes of him playing and talking to his toys where he
right.
didn't know I was there.
Oh, that's spying in a way.
Amazing.
But spying is really, you know, you're doing that because he's cute and you want to see him on video. Spying.
No, I was trying to catch him.
Spying is really, you know, you think your hubby's cheating and you hide in the bushes
right.
or something
you're
like
on
that.
You're on a mission. You want to find something out. I've eavesdropped. I've overheard things. I've looked in on things, but I've never had a mission to find something out like that.
They're great radio stories mm-hmm. of spying.
Oh, sure.
The paranoia in this business runs deep.
What?
A business based on microphones.
There is
who
no
are you
doubt.
Talking about?
I'm talking about so far as to go to the extreme, I've heard stories. I haven't been experienced with this.
Right.
But I've heard stories about microphones being planted in the ceiling.
Oh, sure. Well, they're everywhere.
You know, and also entire stations being eavesdropped, bugged for sound
and
also video.
Everywhere,
well, technically, we're spied on every day here.
Not in this room.
Do we have no cameras here?
I don't think
Not
so.
Not yet.
Oh, well. Oh, leave my
pants coming off.
But anyway, that's what's coming up. I mean, I don't know. I really, this is the first show, I think, since we've done the program and we've done it over 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first show that I really don't think we're going to finish.
Like as a health issue?
I don't think we're... There's too much, and I'm not...
We're going to run long tonight.
I'm not
going
to remember everything.
I'm not staying late.
I've written it all down. It's all in front of me.
Well,
it's all
you
prepared.
You made the effort.
But it's not... Jesus Christ, look at this. I mean, I want to talk to... I want to talk to you about a bunch of stuff, Rob, because I know you've got stuff. I know
right.
I've got Buzz, you know. God knows we have to get all his stuff in.
Oh,
you know?
God.
The women. The
you
women.
Know, you know how he gets. We're going to do that. We're going to get the Buzz Babes.
Settle down, Buzz.
He's so ramped up since
he
the
is.
Buzz Babes
oh,
took
man,
off.
Oh, man, they're great.
It's
I
an
love
overwhelming
these women.
Success, and
it
I
is.
Give him full credit, but it's a little annoying, you know, because we've busted Buzz's balls for so long, and this is one.
I never thought we did.
This is one that's out of the park.
He did very well.
Hey, did you notice that? Did any of you guys watch Intervention after we had the guy on the show yesterday?
I don't look at television.
You don't look at television, my ass.
I didn't see it either.
We had the guy on from Intervention.
Oh,
I think
Mike.
His name was Jeff Van Vonderen. And really,
yeah, that's it.
Throughout a very interesting interview uh-huh. about what the process is of Intervention, the guy sounded like Dennis Murphy at
he
some
did.
Point. It was like, hello.
A lot of people thought
hello,
so.
Mike. How's it going?
And that's even after we improved his phone.
So I'm watching on TV for one reason and one reason only. He's got a great show with this guy that's addicted to crack, and he was a former championship speed racer.
This is Chad.
Yeah, Chad. And you know, that's the guy he was saying.
Oscar on it?
Chad Not this Dukes. Week. Chad Dukes and his horrible addiction to crack. That's what it was about yesterday. But I was trying to listen for the interventionist, Jeff Van Vonderen, and he didn't seem to have a trace of it. Now, they could have edited some of maybe the, you know, marriage or the other words that are out like that. But I they didn't do that either.
I wonder what other phenomenon could have made him sound like Dennis Murphy on our show yesterday.
I don't know. It's maybe very, it wasn't very strange. Him. It was he, you know, he looks kind of like the Monopoly man, too, when you see him. But
really?
He's a tough guy. He's Top a great. Hat. He's great on that show. We had the best interventionist on the show yesterday.
Did he win second fun. Prize in a beauty contest?
He was really collect $200. He was fun, but he didn't have the speech impediment. I also want to get an update with you. I want to get this right out of the way. Rob was making little veiled comments about his weight loss up in the office.
Not veiled. You brought it up.
Excuse me. I brought it up when I said I have lost weight with my trainer. I don't know, since the beginning or I gained.
What are you counting?
I'm counting from the start,
okay,
and I'm
going to
say that I've lost. It's been about 3 weeks.
Because right? I gave you a head start,
and I've lost 4 pounds.
That's
it's
good.
Not great, but it's.
I've
also been working out.
Yes.
Lifting a lot of weight,
which adds muscle, and muscle is heavier than
you know.
Anything
and
else.
I was concerned because I actually gained my first week, and you know, was eating a lot of protein.
But it seems like you're on the right track now.
Oh, listen. Are you prepared to, you know, go full force with your endorsement or whatever they're paying you? Rob's being paid because he wouldn't, you know, if someone told him that, you know, he would have an enlarged heart that would explode and he would die, he would still eat his chili dogs. But pay him to lose weight.
Now he's listening.
He's going to listen to
you.
I just want to say hi to everyone over at the Physicians Weight Loss Center who's done so well for me. And in the first 5 days.
Yes.
5 days, not a full week. So it's really, it's not official.
5 days.
But in 5 days, I've lost 9 pounds.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That must be a lot. That must be a lot of muscle mass.
So I'm down to 215.
That's congratulations. No, that's, hey, isn't that great?
That
isn't
is great.
No, it was amazing. I made them weigh me 3 times last night because I didn't believe
that's
it.
That's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
That's a fun thing.
He just likes undressing for the scales.
9 pounds in 5 days.
Yeah.
I've been sweating my nads off for now. See,
yeah.
I'm not
I've been watching
him.
A lot of
but
TV.
You can kick his ass. I know because of the muscle.
Steve, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. You're our very first caller of the day, Steve. What can we do for you?
I feel all tingly.
me too. Why you?
I'm talking to radio gods.
Hello. Yes, your phone seems to be acting up a little bit, Steve.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, that intervention show took place in beautiful downtown Sacramento.
Was he downtown? He talked about Northern California a couple of times.
Yeah.
Was that downtown Sacramento? Do you know of this guy, Chad? Because he's obviously...
I literally have given him money twice.
Really?
Isn't he the guy who calls the show?
Oh, drunk Chad.
Drunk Chad.
So, you know, one of his drunks. So you've given this guy money when he's been panhandling?
Yes, I have.
Ah.
Yes, I have. And the way he was acting is exactly, he's like a sideshow.
Wow.
See, because what I noticed about it, he's not your average panhandler where, you know, he's not just sitting there with a sign. He does a little bit of shtick and he interacts with the people that he's doing that
is
for.
Is he funny?
So it's very interesting.
He is kind of funny. And, you know, that's maybe, I mean, I tend to give money out a little bit because I've been where he has.
Right.
But you know, he was a little more of a show, so, you know, it warranted a couple more bucks than normal.
Sure.
And he used to hang out in front of this Rite Aid over by my office. And I wondered what happened to him because he was gone.
They did a check on him, and I guess when they air the show, they do a final little check before they go into the final post-production.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's been sober since January. Was that what it was?
Oh,
something like
great.
January that he's been
great.
Sober. But I don't know what the long-term follow-up studies are on these people, but it's a, you know, it's a pretty good deal. I enjoyed watching it. And Chad, we wish him the best of luck. That crack, man. The first half of this, I never saw so much crack smoking. You know, since the old days of WAVA, it was amazing. It really was.
Go out on a limb and say that's not good for you.
Let's go to Larry in Baltimore.
Crack is whack.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How you guys doing?
How you guys doing?
Hey, Mike,
yeah.
Did you watch any of the golf yesterday?
I watched the golf to the point where it distracted from the show. Did you listen? You didn't listen yesterday, Larry.
Mike, I'm in Baltimore, man.
I know you're in Baltimore. I'll give you a free pass on that.
And I'm telling you, man, I'm like a junkie.
How's that station? Up in Baltimore we used to be on? How's that doing?
Oh, man.
How they
horrible.
Doing? They kicking ass and taking names up there since we're gone?
I have no idea. I haven't even turned to him.
Yeah,
man.
No one has.
I will tell you, Larry. Larry, at the beginning of the show yesterday, I was having difficulty keeping my concentration on the show because
what?
I was pretty caught up with the golf tournament. And then I was disappointed because the old guy didn't beat Tiger. I wanted to see the old guy win.
Yeah, I was kind of pulling for Rocco too, man, to see the old guy win. But what I wanted to ask you was, did you see that one hole where Tiger was on the tee, man, and he had to wait for the blimp to go by?
That was an amazing shot. Did you see that, Rob?
I did not.
This is worth mentioning because Tiger is, they're literally on the cliffs, oceanside outside of San Diego.
Torrey Pines is literally
right on the cliffs. And Tiger's getting ready to tee off. And the shot is of Tiger getting ready to hit the ball. And then you see his shoulders slump and he backs off. And I'm like, well, there he goes again, backing off because there's a camera. No, it appeared as though the blimp was coming out of the ground.
Oh, it came over the cliff?
It came up over the cliff, and it was so low. I thought it was going to crash. It was an amazing sight.
Was it the MetLife blimp?
I think it was the MetLife.
That thing is huge.
It was amazing to watch. It really was.
People do a lot of parasailing off that cliff, and on the beach below is Black's Beach, one of the premier nude beaches in America.
You lived there. How long did you live in San Diego, Buzz?
About a year and a half.
Larry, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, bye.
I remember I was talking to Buzz about San Diego, and Buzz has lived in some very cool places in the United States. Not where he was born, of course, but fabulous Wichita. But San Diego, pretty close to your top of the heap, right, as far as climate and all that?
Yeah, maybe my favorite, tied maybe with New Orleans.
You
which
like
was
New
also
Orleans,
great.
Too.
Yes.
But the best climate in the United States, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, a San Diego suburb of Lemon Grove, California, has a mean average temperature of 72 degrees. It couldn't be more perfect.
Oh,
and
my God.
I've never seen more beautiful people than in San Diego.
True,
really felt like I was from another planet when I was there.
But speaking of Chad and the intervention, you get a lot of people that are panhandling in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
When I was in San Diego, I swear to God, well, the Pacific Ocean, they can't go any further.
As a DJ once told me, it's sometimes easier to starve on the beach than it is to work for a bad employer.
Sure. I mean, you're going to get that at Venice Beach and all that, too. So let's go to Dave in Tahoe. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Dave?
Doing well. Chad kind of reminds, I hope it's not the Chad I know, but kind of reminds me of the first day of my summer vacation. I went downtown to look for a job. Then I got a job.
It's Cheech and Chong.
In front of the tug store, keeping people from hanging out in front of the drugstore.
Thank you, yes.
Sorry about that.
You should be. Would you like to offer a formal apology?
I'll hang up and go away.
That's right, I will hang up.
Forever?
Let's go to Brian in Idaho.
See you on Black's Beach.
Not to be confused with Iowa, because, man, I feel for those people. Do we still have affiliates? Beth Ann, do we have affiliates out in Iowa City?
We did, until this week.
We're on in Iowa City, aren't we?
I believe we are.
Still?
KCJJ, right?
And I was watching, what was it? Not just Iowa City, but there's another town in Iowa. What the hell is it? Al Roker was out there like the other day. They're just getting inundated out there. Burlington.
Thank you.
Underwater. They were down like at the old historical building down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down by the river.
In a van.
Let's go to Brian in Idaho. You were here to say golf sucks?
No, actually, I was here to say golf is for fags, you fat bastard.
No, it is not for fags. It's difficult to play the game, Brian.
It's not.
I like the way he said it's not. It's not.
You fat bastard.
I'll tell you. You know why you don't like the golf? It's because you're uncoordinated, you skinny old queen.
It didn't take nothing to drive out in your fat. Never mind.
You out of gas already?
A bloody four-wheel cart is not a sport.
It's not. It's not. It is.
It's for fat.
You know, hey,
legs.
Brian, if we go back and forth, it can just be you saying it's not and I'll say it is, and then you can say it's not. It is.
It's not.
It is.
I love you, man.
I love you. Right back at you. Let's go to
Good
Ty.
Calls today.
Ty in Sacramento. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Ty?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Ty. What can we do for you today?
And you know what? I just want to tell you a story about that guy, Chad, because I live...
God, it sounds like everybody in Sacramento knows Chad famous. Now.
He's like the mayor.
Yeah, I live in downtown Sacramento. And
I would love to get... Incidentally, he's a guy that looks like really he needs to have his little outlet. I would love to get Chad on the show. I'm not sure how hinky they are about the people that actually go through the interventions.
People that have been intervened upon.
But after the fact, I'm sure it's cool. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's famous.
Can't
imagine. I mean, he's famous for the wrong reasons. Do you know the guy, Ty?
Well, here's the thing. I was watching the show last night with my girlfriend, and I saw him. I was like, man, that guy looks really, really familiar.
I should really, before you go on, I really should give everybody else in the listening audience a little background what we're talking about. The show Intervention premiered last night on A&E. Mm-hmm. We had the interventionist on there, the guy that arranges these things. And the show last night, he said this guy, Chad, was his best intervention ever.
Right.
And the show last night was about this guy, a literal Olympic-caliber road racer on a bicycle. Like Lance Armstrong.
Okay. Oh, really?
And he was at that level.
I had no idea.
Wasn't he at the Olympic Training Center with Lance Armstrong? I think they kicked him out. And this guy was profiled last night, and he's a bright guy, came from a good background. His father paid a lot of attention. It was a broken home.
Right.
And he was on the street smoking crack, and they did an intervention on him last night.
Wow.
So that's who we're talking about. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, and there was a part of the show when I guess they were interviewing one of his old teammates. They said, "Oh yeah, Chad is really good with panhandling. He has a story to tell, and he always gets your attention." That's what got me, because I remember I went to this Safeway like down the street from my house where he used to hang out with. And I'm a Steelers fan.
I always thought that in Sacramento, crystal meth was the drug of choice.
Beer and wine, everyone has something they prefer.
No comment, sir.
So you bumped into Chad, Ty, to make a long story short, please?
Yeah, and he goes, hey, he was trying to talk to me all this stuff about the Steelers and this and that. I was like, yeah, whatever. I know you don't give him money.
See, that's the thing. I'd be creeped out. I wouldn't mind handing a guy money, but if a guy wants to engage me, in conversation after he's holding up the sign about how desperate he is, that would weird me out a little bit.
I love a good talk.
You don't like a good talk. You don't. If a guy's sitting there and he's got the sign up, and he wants to engage you in a very, very detailed conversation, I think the next thing that's happening is like an ice pick coming out of his pocket.
I would head
right
into the Sacramento Safeway and buy a pistol because they sell them there.
I'd be very afeard.
Well, during the show, the producer would always pick him up at the Safeway at the store. So I'm thinking that was his main hangout.
Mm-hmm.
But, like the guy was saying earlier, I haven't seen him in like months. So.
His main hangout was that little alley that he smoked the crack in. And I'm like, all right, enough. We understand he smokes. Get to the intervention.
Yeah.
And they got to him, and he's got the full beard, and he's got like a sore on his cheek.
Like Robert.
And then that's a sore on the back of his head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's different.
He gets done with the whole thing, and then he cleans up real nice with the short hair and the beard's gone. And
he shaved?
I had tears, Rob. No, I didn't. I didn't really care.
Keith
from Lodi, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Keith?
Hi, Mike. Hey, would you like a little Drew update? Did you happen to catch this week's episode?
No, I don't watch that. I don't watch that on a regular basis, the Ice Road
Truckers.
Well,
the last time I called you, I told you that he had quit. Well, this time he got bumped down to driving a delivery van. And
so he's still on the show, though?
But he's not driving big trucks. He's working in a warehouse operating a forklift.
Demoted, would you say?
Yes, and the other guys are making fun of him, flagging him off as they drive by.
Well, that's not
nice.
He's
like driving a flower van.
He's a bit of a smartass is what he is.
flower van.
He's a smartass. We'll take one more call, then I want to get Rob on because he wants to say something nice about his daughter.
Awesome.
Raymond, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Raymond?
Hey, it's actually Freeman, but I'm good.
Freeman, I like that name, Freeman.
Freeman.
I know a Freeman. A Freeman's the father of one of my daughter's best friends.
As a first name?
Yes, Freeman.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard it.
Hey, Freeman, if you're listening, I doubt that. it's just through the school they go to.
Oh, I understand. He's listening to NPR, Mike.
Catherine's father, they kind of scatter when I come into a room. Oh, here he comes.
Send
the disc jockey's coming into the room. There he is.
Send him a handwritten letter, Mike.
Yes, a pen with a quill pen.
Exactly.
Dipped in the finest India ink.
Dipped in the blood of the non-believer.
What can we do for you, Freeman?
Well, hey, two things.
Well, hey, what?
I wanted to talk about Chad, but actually I wanted to say you're right, Mike, about the crystal meth being the drug of choice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yes, way to go, Northern California. I bet there are a lot of labs out there going out. Do you ever have your, what is it, about once a month in the suburbs out there, your neighbor's house just explodes?
Yeah, you start smelling a weird smell, and the next thing you know, the grandson of some rich old lady has been busted for for brewing a batch in her basement.
I saw it. You know, for the what it appears to be the drug of the white trash community.
Sure.
But for something that is supposed to be that white trash, it is a somewhat complex formula to put the thing together.
Yeah, but you see, it can be put together. You can't get a redneck in a basement making cocaine, but he can make crystal meth.
He can make crystal meth because he has the tools.
He buys Drano, he buys bleach and batteries.
But see, I think you're discriminating against the redneck for his location, Rob. To make the cocaine, you have to be where the caco is,
exactly.
You know, whatever it's called.
And you watch your mouth.
I mean, that's what it is. You have to be down there where the plants are,
saying,
for God's sake.
The ingredients are shipped in and they can buy it at their local Safeway or Vaughn's.
I mean, your crystal meth is your Sudafed. Fed, right? They grab that.
There's
isn't that,
that
one of, that's one of the
there's
things.
There's bleach,
then there's
there?
Gasoline, right? And isn't there also cocoa butter?
And ham.
And a little bit eye of newt. Uh-huh.
And tomatoes, which has been so hard lately because no one can find
and
them.
And the hair of a 60-year-old woman's back.
And remember the official motto of the town of Sacramento.
Yes. Or Lodi.
Don't forget to rinse the coffee pot.
That's the way it works. Well, we all wish Chad the very best.
Yes.
Hey, if you see Chad panhandling again, that's kind of what I'd like to get him on the show.
When he's on the way down again?
Yeah, because, I mean, if he's riding bicycles again, who cares, you know? No, I do. I wish him the very best.
Yeah, no matter how you see him, have him call us.
I feel for the guy. All right, you wanted to say something about Julia.
Two things. First of all, my daughter is just completed and graduated successfully first grade.
Hey, so very
today
nice.
Today is her last day, and it's awesome to live through a kid again and look. Do you remember the mystical allure that the last day of school held?
I remember it.
I mean, it's like just behind Christmas.
I remember it.
And she's just bouncing off the walls.
You know why I remembered it?
Why?
Not to work this in your daughter's mention.
Why?
Because the end of school always meant two things for me.
What?
The end of school and my birthday. Thank you.
Shameless. Shameless you are. Be ashamed, Mike O'Mara.
Carrie, pick up that gift card if you're listening.
So sorry. Yes, the gift card.
At a local merchant.
Yes, ABC store.
So congratulations, Julia. Good job, and I love you. And also, you look lovely in your new glasses. Remember, we spoke a few weeks ago that she had to get glasses.
Yes.
She's done wearing the eye patch now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But her glasses.
How about the hook?
The hook is gone.
Oh, that's
and her
good.
Leg has grown back.
Oh, that's great. Run Ferris.
Forrest.
Ferris was Ferris Bueller. Forrest was
somebody else.
But
yeah,
Ferris
that other
ran.
One.
He did.
Forrest Gump, of course.
Right. Julia, your new glasses are lovely. Stay away from the boys.
Did you go with my suggestion? Yeah, we're going to have Judy Tenuta on the show. So did you go with the Judy Tenuta glasses?
Dan Edna.
Even better.
Hello, possums. All right, coming back, we're going to try something different on the show. I want you to be prepared for this because you really weren't during this first break, if I can be honest with you.
I agree.
I mean, too many calls about Chad,
they
all right?
Us down.
We're
going to
be playing a new thing called Phonorama today. And you know what it
What's
is
What's
really,
it called?
It's called, well, where is it? I don't know where it is.
32.
32. All right, here we go. It's Phonorama. That'll be coming up later.
Nice.
Like later next. And also the first buzz of the afternoon.
Sooner or later.
You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And also, before we get the buzz, I want to talk about the way I go into commercials.
Okay.
Because apparently there's some consternation among producing circles with me saying, we'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.